Greetings, fine citizens of Azeroth. Helam here, and today we are marking the first debate, and we have candidate Tandem Gore, who is in a fierce competition right now, with his competitor, Alihaba Seidel, who goes by Seidel, of Cadia. And so we'll be discussing with him and Seidel later in the day on five important topics that I think all voters are interested in. Welcome, Tandem.
Thank you, Helam. It's good to be here.
Now, the first question we have for you is views of speed hacking. Now, your opponent appears to be very, very pro-speed hacking, but I believe everyone wants to know your views.
I'm absolutely against speed hacking. It's a tool used by many players, but what they don't realize is over time, their tool starts to use them. Addiction occurs, and a false reality that they are a great player begins to take root. It was once said that if a man wears one face to himself and another to the world, he will eventually become bewildered, to which is true. We live in a society of instant pleasure. Players pay real money to get power in the game, and speed hack to make themselves nearly unbeatable. That is wrong, and it's all a big lie. I propose players take a greater focus on improving their PvP skills, and that, people of Darkspear, will create a more happiness and fulfillment.
Fulfillment and happiness. Isn't that why we're all playing the game anyway? And if that's not the point of the game, then someone explain why Master Odaris is always high when playing. But our next question has to do with the war on Torn Mill. Should we still be there? Do you think that Torn Mill will ever become a democracy? And should we have gone there to begin with? Because the grenades of mass destruction, which were supposedly being engineered by there, as claimed by Seidel, have yet to be discovered.
We have had a difficult war with Torin Mill, and it's shown its toll on Azeroth, no pun intended. Although we have lost many soldiers on our direct assault already, I believe that we need to withdraw and change our tactics. The Horde is nothing but a large group of stinky talls. They will never accept the ideal of democracy within their lands. We cannot wage war on them with the brute and dull force that they themselves employ. The battle lines are a mess, and there is no leadership short of a random lobby screaming charge. I propose we pull back from the front and end the chaos, and instead move to small strategic groups waging in smaller battles. We have greater technology and training, and that will show who has the upper hand. In regard to Torin Mill itself, our gnomish engineers are designing a weapon of mass catastrophe to counter the Horde weapons of mass link death. We intend to blow up Torin Mill as soon as possible, and I believe this is how we should end the war.
Wow, an excellent plan indeed. It sounds like, if elected, our days of warring in Torin Mill may be over. Our next question has to do with Rin, and of course the arch-nemesis of so many characters in WoW, Mr. Fuzz. It's our belief, and the belief of much of the public, that Mr. Fuzz, like many rabbits, will feel the need to procreate. And if he begins procreating more Mr. Fuzz babies, this abundance of level 1 critters could not only lag out the game, but cause a global warming effect with so many mammals running around. Now this global warming effect could theoretically melt the caps of Dunmoreau and flood Ironforge completely. What's your solution?
That's an excellent question. Mr. Fuzz is only as powerful as we believe him to be. He may be the shadowy figure who labels himself King of Darkspear, but in truth he's nothing but a figurehead that the Alcadia created to use against us. Their creation was brilliant, but now he's turned against everyone. He's multiplying beyond their control, and they cannot stop him. If Mr. Fuzz multiplies out of control, he could possibly melt the glaciers around Ironforge and eventually flood the world. Copies have been seen on all servers around Warcraft, and this means we have to deal with him quickly. His creators cannot stop him, but I can. Vote for me, and crack teams of midgets will exterminate this threat by using an advanced combination of carrots on a stick and large traps.
Excellent. I will anxiously await the destruction of that bunny. Now, our next question has to do with the economy. Our tolls on Menethil and Red Ridge bridges are, as you know, down 63%, lowering our revenue. After taking a quick survey, there's many telltale signs showing that it is people can no longer afford the tolls because of this struggling market we are in. What do you propose to do to fix this?
The economic depression definitely is an issue that we have to address. This is heavily influenced by the high concentration of Chinesian gold farmers. By pulling out the bottom out of the gold supply, they are moving the wealth to level 15 eBayers who eventually break down and spend it all on a shiny dingle hopper in the auction house. The Midget Party has noticed a great decay of revenue from tolling, and we feel that this must be addressed. We should increase the tax rate in Gadgets and Auction House to generate a base revenue, and once that is in place, increase our overall national production. I believe we should take gold from the hoard as much as possible. They obviously have a great deal of gold to spare, being that Salamingo paid 1,400 gold for an Arcanite Reaper. Finally, we should use the revenue and expanded production to fund a war against the Chinesian gold farmers, further bolstering our economy.
I see, and didn't Salamingo get the plans for the Arcanite Reaper right after shelling out 1,400 gold? Ooh, that's gotta hurt. Anyway, our next question has to do with the views of outlawing premature character deletion. Should we continue to allow characters simply to press the delete key, type in the name of their character, and be rid of such an obligation and responsibility forever? Or should we really push for people to go towards an adoption-like program via eBay? Sell off the characters that they don't want anymore. Allow the character to live a full and healthy life. Who knows, that character may be the next one to find a glowing bright wood staff or other amazing epic quality item. What do you think we should do on this subject?
You know, I'm glad that you asked this question. It weighs pretty heavily on my heart. I'm absolutely against premature character deletion. I'm pro-life, and I believe that pushing the delete button is not ending a name, but ending a living being. To abort a character is to cut off all of his future possibilities. For all we know, that character could have been the next Grand Marshal, or have found a Brightwood staff while grinding. You cannot end a life without facing the consequences. Adoption is a decent option, but the new caretaker will no doubt have little to no skill, and the character will be confused as to why he or she was abandoned. I think caretakers of characters should nurture them to level 60 and learn how to play their class, instead of doing something stupid like spamming move fire over and over in PvP. There should also be governmental controls on character deletion, such as requiring the immoral deleter to type in the name of their character while looking at it, so that they know they're ending a life.
And that, sir, is why I do not have any alts. Now, I'd like to announce this to everyone that we are now taking in to our debate. Seidel from the Guild of Cadia will be joining us. Seidel, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Hulam.
No problem whatsoever. And our first question for you, and let me just go ahead and remind the public that all questions for this debate will be identical. Our first question has to do with speed hacking. It's in a yes-no format, and it is, Seidel, after utilizing a third-party speed hacking program, if you do indeed do so, do you feel guilty?
No, I... Yes! Yes! Next question!
All right, next question is the views on the War of Torin Mill. Do you think that we should still be there, even though your original theory of grenades of mass destruction has fell short? And do you think we'll ever get Torin Mill, the Horde City, to become a democracy?
That's a very good question. Now, before I get into this, I would just like to mention that Tandem is never in Torin Mill fighting alongside our fellow comrades, because he's too busy killing your merciless mercy to midgets. So... I just like to stay.
You lie!
No, I do not! I never see you out there! There's no way you could beat me!
Let me remind all contestants to please be polite and courteous to your other speakers. Tandem, we're going to allow Seidel to say whatever she chooses. Please don't intervene again. Now, the next question, Seidel, is the development of Rin and Mr. Fuzz. Did you or did you not have sexual relations with Mr. Fuzz, and if you deny it, how would you explain the stain on the forums?
Now, first of all, I'd like to say I did not have sexual relations with that bunny, Mr. Rins. And the stain on the forum, I blame Logifoon. You see, Logifoon is a bastard. And as a bastard, he takes really kindly to other bastards like Mr. Rind, and I think they plot together to repopulate the world full of more bastards. And that is my answer.
All right, moving on to the fourth question.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Fonzie, we're not doing the Happy Days thing today. That was last night.
Oh shit. My bad. I was busy with Seidel. Well, I'll see you cats and kittens later.
All right, thanks, bro. Just go ahead and move up to the other vent. Okay, as I was and Seidel, as I was saying, the fourth question has to do with the views on the falling economy. What are your suggestions on how to increase our revenues?
It should be very obvious that the falling revenue... Hold on a sec. Hello? Yes, I rented that. No, I will not return the hind leg maneuver. I will not. This is a bad time. I'll call you back. Okay, I'm really, really sorry, Helam. What was the question again?
The falling... Yeah, never mind. Let's just go ahead and get this over with. Fifth question that we'll start with you is the views on outlawing premature character deletion. Should we make it illegal, or should we mandate people to play out their class?
Andrew, it's 10 o'clock. I need you to take a shower and go to bed.
Mom, come on. I'm busy right now. I took a shower yesterday. I smelled great. Get away from the power cord.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it appears that we seem to be having technical difficulties bringing Seidel in for the rest of the debate. So, due to a forfeit, we will claim Tandem Gore as winner once again in this election. And next week's contribution standings will verify that. Thank you very much.